is not about the circus. As many of you here know, and some of you have experienced, I am a surgeon. I have learned through my medical training that the most important thing that we do when we evaluate a patient, try to make a diagnosis of a given condition, is to take a careful history and understand the patient. That understanding requires listening, but more importantly, hearing, and most importantly, understanding. This story is about the art of understanding and represents a time in my early training when I learned about that importance, about the importance of understanding, and learned about the art of understanding. Internship is the first year that we as young physicians begin to practice after medical school, and it's a pivotal year. I spent my internship at Wayne County General Hospital initially, which is an indigent hospital in the metropolitan Detroit area. The vast majority of patients there are truly indigent and sent from other hospitals, and it's a fascinating patient mix, but a difficult patient mix. We had a very busy practice as an intern there. This story's cast, besides myself, involves two people whose names have been changed, as you will learn, for obvious reasons. The first was Dr. Fred Foss. Fred was a urology intern at the University of Michigan and my cohort in our intern class. He was also assigned to Wayne County General Hospital in urology for his first rotation. Fred was grew up in a small Illinois town, did well, and went to an Ivy League medical school, and had just graduated from that school and was beginning his internship and subsequent residency in urology there. Fred was, as you might expect, very put together. He was compulsive. He was always neat with his shirt pressed and his tie knotted correctly. He was organized, and he was naive to a fault, extremely naive. The second character was pretty much the opposite. Second character was a fellow named Delbert Hammond. Delbert was a heroin addict from South Detroit. Delbert had had a terrible, terrible beginning in life. He had moved with his family when he was young from Eastern Kentucky, where his father had been a coal miner. Like many people at that point, they moved to Detroit in search of work at the auto plants or the steel mills. Delbert's father was abusive and beat him frequently, apparently, when he was a child. And Delbert finally ran away from home and took to life on the streets when he was 15. He started using heroin at the age of 15, and by the time he was 17, he was hopelessly addicted to heroin, mainlining and shooting heroin every day. He lived on the streets and was in and out of jail many times. By the time he came to the Wayne County Hospital, he was 31 years old and looked like he was 80. He had been thrown out a third-story window by his drug dealer for unpaid debts, and had multiple injuries, including a mandible fracture, a jawbone fracture, for which his jaw was wired, and bilateral thigh bone or femur fractures that were shattered and required that he be hung in traction with pulleys and ropes and weights to maintain the length of the femurs. He'd been in the hospital for a month before we arrived on July 1st, which is when internships begin, fresh out of medical school, our white coats with, you know, no feces or blood on them, freshly starched. And so he was already an experienced resident of Wayne County General Hospital by the time we got there. And he was on my service. My service was, at that point, about 80 patients, and as a result, I was busy. I was taking every other night call in-house and would work for 36 hours and take 12 hours off, and did that for 2 years in a row. So needless to say, we were busy and very tired. This was in the days before resident hours were appropriately limited. One morning, shortly after July 1st, when we were first getting going, Fred and I were sitting at the desk at the nurse's station writing orders after morning rounds, and Fred got up to walk down the hall to check on a patient. As he walked down the hall, it took him by Delbert Hamill's room, or four-bed ward where he was staying, Delbert was very happy to be there. He was warm, dry, well-fed, and got his methadone every day, and he was in no hurry to leave the hospital. But he saw Fred coming down the hall, and he said, with his jaw wired, "Hey, Doc, come in here for a minute." Well, Fred, being naive and a rookie, took the bait, and he went in the room, which is a rookie mistake, and said, "What can I do for you, sir?" Kind of tightening up his tie and ready to help. And Delbert says, "Quick, Doc, you got to get me a cup of warm water. I need it right away." And Fred said, "Okay, I'll go get it." So Fred left the room and went to get it. And in the meantime, the reason that Delbert wanted this warm water was that from laying in bed for so long, his bladder had decompensated, and he was unable to void, so he had learned that if he put his disaffected male member in a cup of warm water, he could void. But here's the tragic error in communication and understanding. Fred thought he wanted a cup of tea. So Fred went out to the coffee cart in the hall and draw up a nice piping hot cup of tea from the coffee cart in a saragum cup, went in and gave it to Delbert. And Delbert said, "Oh, thanks a lot, Doc, I really need this." So I'm sitting at the nurse's station, and I hear this blood-curdling scream from down the hall, and Fred saying, "What the hell are you doing? Are you crazy? What's wrong with you?" I ran down the hall to see what was going on, and there was Fred, white and in shock, and clearly looked like he was about to pass out. And Delbert was rattling the ropes on his traction and squirming around in bed. And I checked, and sure enough, his disaffected member was swelling in front of my eyes and already had blisters on it. So I quickly went to get some burn dressings and a catheter, and we threaded a catheter and put burn dressings on him. I checked Fred, and he was still not well. He was actually in counseling for months after that. And Delbert was, we had to go do his dressing changes at the order of our attending for 2 or 3 weeks, which was awful. So, lesson learned, when it comes to communication, understanding is far more important than listening.